So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hey, come here. I got something good for you. Come on.
Dude, Kevin, it's been... I haven't seen you since last year, man.
Har, 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 Dave. Happy New Year to you. Can you believe it? We are Ocho Cinco, episode 85 of the Typical Nerd Talk. Here we are, a brand new year. Same old assholes, if you ask me.
Brand new year, same old assholes. I love it. That's a put it on a shirt.
I think so. I mean, go ahead and put that next to the shirt of I love getting dicked.
Oh,
that
one. God. Yeah,
we have a great merch store that we've never really gotten, I guess, any traction on. That's all coming possibly this year, everybody. And we are going to be talking about some resolutions this year, Dave. I'm excited about it. And maybe we'll even add that to it. We might try to get some merch going. Well, actually, let me press pause. I think we just need to start making sure that we'll be consistent on something we say, first of all. That's going to be our first resolution.
Yeah.
Is that, hey,
let's,
you know,
start small.
Yeah, let's start small. You know, when we go to, you know, conferences and cons and stuff, if we say we're going to hand out something, we're going to hand out something.
We're going to hand out more than three, and two of them was to a dad and son.
That's correct. And you know, we honestly, going back to Celebration, and man, I feel like we're doing another recap, we really should have left some at our local Denny's. You know, I
oh
feel
my
like that
God. With
that
George
really,
yeah
they really supplied us well and took care of us in our inebriated states and physically broken down states. They deserve some swag. But hey, live and learn, man. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, man. This is yeah, it's been almost 3 weeks since our last episode of the year. And I've just been itching to get on the horn with you and, you know, have our listeners, you know, reaching out to us and stuff. This is it's good to get back in the saddle, baby.
Absolutely. And I just want to say thank you to our listeners out there. You know, I love when I open up the old Instagram DMs or whatever, and there's someone in there saying, hey, listen to the latest episode, or hey, hilarious episode, or some of my favorites. I'm going way back to some of your older episodes.
Like, yeah.
Oh, let's not do that. Let's not do that. You know, let's stick to some of our current ones. But I love when they say, hey, listen to this episode. It was hilarious, awesome, great. You know, you, our listeners, are the reason that we do this. In addition to just, you know, you and me shooting the shit, Dave, we do it for our listeners and for our fans.
Absolutely, man. And speaking of that, I think it was Toy Box
Obi's
maybe?
Toy Box.
Yeah,
Toy
and
Box.
Yeah.
Shout out.
He hit both of us up and was talking about that Transylvania 5 3 to 6,000 or something like that. Dude, I watched it.
I saw that on Letterboxd.
I watched it, and it was everything that I expected it to be. It was there's some real classic like peak Jeff Goldblum acting moment. So
didn't you say he's like in his late 20s or something in this one?
Yeah, I mean he looks young. His hair's pretty on point. His hair looks
nice.
Amazing. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. I mean, he's always had a good head of hair.
It's it's probably not one that you would want to watch on like a Saturday afternoon, but it's definitely like the last movie to watch before bedtime at, you know, midnight or something, and you a couple casual cocktails in you.
Gotcha.
Have some laughs. It's
cocktails.
It's fun, man. Yeah, okay, well let's get into it, dude. So let's go over some pickups first. So what kind of Santa loot did you get? Did you get anything good?
Well, Dave, I want to talk about some moments that, you know, have really defined, you know, my life, things that have really changed, you know, the way that I do business, essentially.
Okay.
And, you know, I think a couple, I figured out how long ago it was, but you remember when I got the bidet, you know, that was a life changing moment.
That was a big deal.
It was. And to this day, you know,
pickup of the year.
It was one of my pickups of the year. But, you know, I really am just waiting for another one of those big moments for Amy to stop by and say, hey, you know, here is your bidet. But, you know, we didn't get one of those moments where, you know, get ourselves out of a sticky situation. But I did pick up a few things, you know, for myself, because that's what the season's all about, you know. But one of the things I was really, really hype about is that I finally made some deals. Made some moves around.
You want deals?
I told you in our last episode, I was pissed because I was missing a companion piece. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And I do want to make a rant about this really quick, because for those that don't remember, is that I had a companion piece coming right around the holidays of something that I wanted. You know, I specifically got these One Piece with the anticipation that the second one was coming. Well, the other one comes and I'm like, okay, cool. But then the other one just never appeared. It never came through. And the guy was being communicating with me, but it just never showed up. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And I had read that sometimes people use eBay for advanced payday loans and then just refund it. Have you heard about this?
Get out, like a total little like racket.
Yes. It, essentially, you basically put all this stuff up. You never ship the product, sure, and then you just refund it. Because I feel like for what this guy had, I'm like, wouldn't you be a little more upset that your package is gone?
It's gone, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm just speculating or whatever. But I did some research and they said, hey, if it ticks these boxes, people are using this shortcut for people to use them as essentially a payday loan. And because there's no fees, essentially, you get the money up front, you refund it once you have it, and then you're done. That's
you're
it.
Done,
and
yeah,
especially during the holidays, you know, if you want a little bit of extra money up front, you just run that scam and there you go. So I did get refunded, you know, and so I'm like, okay, that's fine. No harm, no foul. But back to the moral of the story, I did finally get what it was I was chasing, my companion piece. And Dave, you might have seen it on Instagram already. I was needing the Han Solo Stormtrooper. That was the piece I needed. So now I have the Toy Fair exclusives, Han and Luke in their Stormtrooper disguises, and they are awesome. So Santa did come through for me and figured out how to get it to me, but very interesting to think around the holidays that, you know, people are using eBay essentially to, you know, as loans. I mean, it's weird.
That's bizarre, but also not surprised at all. I mean, like, if anyone's crafty enough, they're gonna find a way to get that money. And okay, well, cool, man. Well, I'm glad you finally got the companion. I was a little, yeah, I was curious how that was gonna shake out with you, with finding one, right?
Because right, it's not easy to find.
Either. Yeah.
But then the other twist, once I finally got it and unboxed it, I looked at it and I'm like, what the hell is this? It was a knockoff head sculpt on there. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
Wow.
It was like, it was a Harrison Ford sculptor. It wasn't a bad one, but it wasn't the smirking one that comes with, you know, the one. But I reached out to the guy and it's like, hey, man, don't know. Maybe I should look at the pictures a little bit closer, but do you realize that you gave me the wrong head? So it was like, oh, man. He ended up shipping it to me priority the next day.
Sick.
And so I ended up getting that. So it all worked itself out in the end. So, yeah. So shout out to that.
Nice, man. Well, I got a bunch of kind of, you know, some smalls, but one thing that I'm pretty excited about, my amazing wife, Lindsay, got me a Snap Zoe frame. So
tell me about that. I'm a little confused.
One thing that I've been wanting to do more of this year's kind of goes into our, you know, maybe New Year's resolutions collecting wise goes, but I want to rotate my posters in and out. Okay. So I have that. You can actually see it behind me. So that's it up, and I can just snap the sides. And then I can just change my posters out directly on the wall. So I really like that. That's going to be really cool. Cause I want to change out the posters.
You have a big drawer of some really cool sheets.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm starting to rotate those in. So the first one, of course, is the greatest.
I noticed that. I just didn't think I was crazy or thought.
It's the greatest entry in the Final Destination franchise. And that's not Final Destination 1. No. That's not the greatest. Final Destination 2. Nope. No, that's on it. Final Destination 3.
There it is.
So we got the roller coaster upside down. Yeah, so that's the first one in there. But yeah, I'm planning on swapping those out as the seasons come.
You're going to do it seasonally.
Yep, I already got a My Bloody Valentine for next month. And probably in the summer, I'll throw up the old Great Outdoors. I gotta get a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That would be sick. I might need to get one of those myself. Damn.
Yeah, man. So, I picked up the 4K Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Did you?
And bro, it has like 20 minutes of outtakes.
Oh my God. I don't think I've ever seen these.
Like just John Candy, just shooting from the hip, like at the airport, like just scenes like that.
God, I bet that's hilarious.
So it, like some of them were like, I was laughing out loud, and I just watched all of them. They're so good. So dude,
those have to be on YouTube, right?
They gotta be.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I had no idea those existed though.
They gotta be. I wouldn't be surprised if there's, you know, a nice compilation one out there. But yeah, dude, there's some really good outtakes that didn't make the final John Hughes cut there. But yeah, man, that's pretty much the big stuff to talk about. But one thing, I messaged you when I was in Disney World, and I was like, Kevin,
correct.
I finally went to the popcorn bucket collecting world. And this is something that, you know, Kevin's been advising me on ever since Star Wars Celebration. I've came close to buying a few of those goddamn fucking popcorn buckets, right? Well, my kids bought two of them, right? Okay. I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah, sure. You buy the popcorn bucket. So I bought, there's a Mickey 50th, you know, celebration, right, where he's in this specific like tuxedo to celebrate the 50th anniversary. So Mackenzie got that one. Olivia got she got another. It was from Animal Kingdom, and it was Simba.
Mm-hmm.
The little lion, you know, and you just eat the popcorn out of his back. So I felt left out. I'm like, I want my own popcorn bucket. So what did I do? You know, being the sensible collector that I am, you know, I'm at Animal Kingdom in line at Disney World, and I get on eBay. You know,
of course, like, the responsible thing to do.
Yeah. So I get on eBay and I find the Halloween mummy one that I wanted from last year. And I bought it, and it was at the house when we came home. So
see, that's how you do it. You know, you can still enjoy the trip, and then, you know, you don't have to worry about shipping that fucker back. You know, it's already just sitting there with you. So Dave, I hate to say it, but are you officially popcorn bucket guy?
I'm not Order 66 popcorn bucket junkie, but okay. Here's my justification with that purchase. It's already in the Halloween tote. It's already in the Halloween toy room tote. So that's just going to be coming out in Halloween time, just like my holiday Black Series Troopers and all of my other kind of Christmas stuff. So
okay,
that's how I'm justifying that one. So
and I also think that's smart, because it's not going to be in your face every day to where you walk in and be like, oh man, you know what would be a great companion bucket? Yeah. And then you're, you know, on eBay the next night. So
sure,
I can see that. And, but yeah,
and you remember these, right? Like, I mean,
yes, I do.
They don't just look like a popcorn bucket. Like,
no,
if
that's what I told you. Yeah. I was like, you know, they've really evolved. I mean, they're pieces of art to a degree. Yeah. I'm not trying to get you, jump on eBay tonight. I'm just saying, but I mean, they're very artistically done.
Yeah. So, oh man, it's nice to have in the collection. So that's pretty much it for my pickup. So I also got the 40th ET. You know, anniversary 4K there. So
40 years, damn.
40 years, yeah. What's your latest affair with physical media? So I know you were getting the toes wet a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you still have that, you know, kind of pull to getting something physical, or where are you at on that?
I think it's going to be 100% movie specific.
Because, it has to be, yeah.
Right. Because you have to figure out where you're going to put them, display them, things like that.
Sure.
And you have to make sure it's something that someone else wants to watch with you, essentially, because if you have, like, I'm using this as an example, if you have Midsommar in 4K or whatever, no one really cares.
Hey, I got one if you want it. I'll send it to you.
I know you do. But people want to watch Top Gun, you know, in 4K and all that stuff. And so that's why I have that one. So as of now, Top Gun is still the only 4K piece of physical media.
Love it.
And we'll get there, you know, when we talk about, you know, anticipated movies and things from the Letterboxd box score. But there's nothing jumping out to me right now as to why I need it. But sure, you know, things could change.
All right, man. Well, let's get into our first kind of point here. And that's just collecting resolutions. We did something similar last year, and I believe the year before that as well. You know, kind of just doing a touch base with Kevin and myself on you know, what we're maybe leaning towards, or if there's anything that we're seeing, you know, in our collection that we want to change or anything like that. So, and also it, you know, what's that one thing that, you know, everyone wants to add to their collection this year? You know, you almost got to have that determination, the especially chase piece. Yeah, especially if it's something that is already out, but you're waiting for the right price or even finding one, stuff like that. So lots of factors to consider there. But do you want to get us kicked off? I can go if
I would love to. Okay. I remember last year, I was thinking about doing it this year, but I've been very, very busy on the old YouTube with other content and such. But I was going to do one of my holiday hunt lists again. And I did that last year. And I said, here's the five things that I really want to run down that are important to me. And I was able to get three of the five, which I think is pretty good. You know, yeah. One of the things that I wanted to get was that Death Star Gunner. Nailed that one. I wanted to get the Civil War Falcon. Really wanted that. But the two big chases that I still have not gotten yet is the Hound. I think I've talked about from Game of Thrones.
Yep.
That one's going back on the list. I do want that one still. I know there's another season version of it, but I still want the original Hound, you know, the one from seasons one and two, you know, the one that you're familiar with. So I want the Hound from 3-0, but this is the determining thing here. You're hearing it right now as of this recording, Dave. I will have the Ecto-1 in my collection by New Year's of next.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. I want it. I've been in conversations with some people that are out there. And let me say again, it will be the original. It's not going to be the afterlife version. It has to be the OG Ecto.
Yeah.
But you've heard it here first. I will secure that one. And if Carlos, my buddy, who I've been talking to, a place for collectings moderator on Facebook, for anybody wondering, if you are hearing me right now, let's strike that deal. It is time, because it's time for the Ecto to come home, because it's sitting in his house. It's in his box. It's not even displayed. He just hasn't come to terms with me on the price yet. So, but it's happening this year. And if I don't get it from Carlos, I will get it from somewhere else. I'm determined.
Let's put that energy out there. Let's put that positive, you know, aura out there.
We're throwing it out there into the universe.
Yeah, it's got to happen, man. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering what you were going to say if you were going to mention the Ecto-1. Kind of sidetracked the DeLorean. Is that supposed to ship this year?
It will be. It's shipping in like the next few weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's already in Hong Kong and everything then.
They announced from Hong Kong a couple days ago. They're like, hey, this is coming in a couple weeks, just because it's big, you know, you have to plan for it type of thing. It's not just a, hey, come pick it up. Right. But yeah, it'll be released in the next couple weeks, which means it will be shipping from Sideshow in a couple weeks after that. So yeah, within the first couple months here, well, everyone's going to have your DeLorean if you want one. And yes, that's part of my list too, because I pre-ordered that one.
Yep. Okay. Nice, man. All right. Well, I'll kind of touch on my collecting resolutions. I'm out on Black Series. So
like out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the writing's been on the wall. I couldn't tell you. Well, I can't tell you the last time I bought a Black Series as the Holiday Troopers, but before that, you know, it's not like I had any, you know, pre-orders, you know, with Big Bad or anything like that on the latest waves or anything like that. I just feel like they haven't even been releasing that many original kind of figures. It's not already a repaint or something like that. So, and I'm just like, I have so much space that is kind of Black Series is taking up kind of. So the real estate in the toy room is just gone up. We're in New York City over here. So the rent's really expensive.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, in some of those shelves and a Black Series, you know, I think they're going to get the boot. So I just need to figure out how to effectively and, you know, make a financially smart.
I was gonna say, you're not just putting them away, you're offloading them.
Yeah, I'd like to offload them. I'm probably going to keep, there'll probably be maybe 50, you know, I might hold on to, but yeah, I have a ton of troopers, I have a ton of, you know, force users, and yeah, man, so that's a big switch that I'm going to. And what I'm, you know, kind of getting more into as of recently is just old vintage toys and the box art. So this this goes to my most, you know, desired piece. I'm making it happen this year. It will be mine, and that's the Ghostbusters Kenner Firehouse.
Okay.
With a good condition box.
Okay.
So I don't need sealed. I'm not going to spend, you know, $800, $900 on a sealed one or whatever that is. But I would like to find one that at least has a pretty good condition box, especially on just, you know, the one side that I plan on displaying it. So that's my big, you know, number one target is that Kenner Firehouse. It's got to happen.
Yeah. And that is such a great, great vintage toy. I mean, it's so good. I mean, we both grew up with it, obviously, and it's just so crazy to see that box in person. You know, I've seen it multiple times at the toy department, all that good stuff. Amy officially came home, so you may hear Drago in a moment.
Oh, hi, Drago.
Yeah, but it's so cool, and the colors are just so good. Are you going to go back and maybe, forgive me if I don't know this already, would you go and get some of the old Kenner Ghostbuster line, you know, pop out eyes and things like that?
Yep. The line that I really want to get the most is the human monsters ones.
Yeah.
You know, with the construction worker and the Ohio Buckeye guy, you know, I do have some, but I want to get, you know, basically what I did with the Star Wars Kenner line. You know, I just want to start, you know, getting that whole line. Do I end up getting the Ecto Glows? Like, I'm not obviously planning on it, but like, if, you know, those are the last four figures that I need, you know, in 2 years and I've collected all of them. Yeah. That might be something in, you know, in a couple of years I try to find, but those are like, that's like finding like five yak faces, you know?
Yeah. And man, that's so awesome. And I think it's a great, great idea. Super cool. Hype for you on that.
Thanks, man. Yeah. So, that's kind of what I'm after. But let's get into this prediction list, man. So, we talked about, should we call it in? So who won the 2022? Are we doing with a hard tie? Are we having a hard tie 2-2?
You know, I love being competitive and wanting to win things more than anybody, but I'm going to give it to you on the technicality that Wrecker was shown and teased in a special like promo art saying, hey, the batch is coming, essentially.
Sure.
I'm gonna have to give it to you because nothing else came even close on
that. That's like the tiebreaker.
Yeah, the only thing that would be close for me would be the Hot Toys, Andrew and Toby, but I said it's a two-pack and that wasn't gonna happen. And I feel like yours is closer because I specifically put bold prediction in that, like a dumbass, but I really think that
you locked yourself in.
Yep. But real rough this year. I'm ready to try a little bit more sane predictions this time.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm still not going, you know, super low fruit, but I'm playing a little safer as well. So let's get right into it. I'll kick this off, man. So coming in for Dave's, and these aren't in any order, but my 10th pick for the 2023, I'm going to go with, you know, they had a movie come out. It was a sequel and it blew the fucking roof off of the horror community, made a ton of money, millions of dollars at the box office when the movie only cost like 100,000+, 200,000 to make. And that's Art the Clown. We're going to get a NECA figure. So I'm calling out Art the Clown from Terrifier. We already got Terrifier 3 in the works. So NECA is going to make Art the Clown Terrifier figure. That's my first prediction for 2023.
Very, very, very bold, Dave. I'm proud of you on that one. I'm gonna also go very, very bold and really go out on a limb here. But I suspect we're going to be getting a season 3 version of the Mandalorian from Hot Toys.
Oh wow, what a bold prediction.
But yeah, I really think that in all honesty, we are going to be getting a lot of things from that line just because I don't know if you've fallen any of the spoilers or things like that, but there's going to be so many Mandos, there's going to be so many cool not body art, but like armors and things like that, yeah. Especially for Moff Gideon, for Bo-Katan, all that stuff. It's really going to ramp up. So I'm just going to say, you know, 2023, a season three Mando-ish. Yep. I think that's a safe one, and I'm sticking with that one.
Love it, man. So let me get these in here. Okay, so we're doing season three Mando. Okay, nice. All right. All right, mine, number nine. I'm probably going to regret this because I keep giving the benefit of the doubt to the Hasbro Star Wars team on like, oh, well, like, why wouldn't they release this figure this year? Or, you know, say it's the license, it's not Hasbro, but it's Star Wars, whatever. I know, you know, the mouse tells them what they can and can't do, but you know, it's the 40th, or it's the, yeah, we're coming on the 40th anniversary. That's it's officially the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi now.
Insanity.
And, you know, you already rolled out this TVC figure with the sail barge. You know, let's do the 6-inch yak face. I think if you're only going to make like one brand new figure to celebrate, you know, the 40th anniversary card back thing and you repack the rest of them, like, I would think that's one of the most iconic characters that is, would be a completely net new, you know, addition to the Black Series and not any kind of repaint whatsoever. So
yeah. So a Black Series yak face then.
Yeah. Yep. That's okay. That's number nine for me.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I'm going a little bit off the beaten path. I'm taking a chance on another one here, Dave. Can I do two? Can I do back to back? Because it's going to be two.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's
do it. Okay. Here we go. It's the same character. Okay. But two different lines. We're going with a Hot Toys Grand Admiral Thrawn from the Ahsoka series, as well as a Black Series Grand Admiral Thrawn from the Ahsoka series.
Love it.
Once we figure out who that is officially cast and such, but you better believe they are going to be marketing the fuck out of that.
So I was thinking of putting Thrawn too for Hot Toys and hell, even Black Series, but I started thinking about like the timeline with Ahsoka. When is that coming out in the summer?
Yeah, I mean it's so Bad Batch premieres tomorrow, by the way, which I'm really excited about. And then right after that is going to be Ahsoka.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, so I would think in that season.
I'm sorry, Mando 3 is in March and then Ahsoka in the summer. There you go.
Yeah, okay. So I was thinking, because obviously the season would wrap up this year for Ahsoka. So whether, you know, they save him for the finale, it's still gonna be this year. Yeah. So yeah, that's a good bet, man. I like that. Okay, so doubling up on Thrawn. All right. All right, my number three, the G.I. Joe team made it kind of hard this year because they do such a good job with their pipeline. We know, and I mean, thanks to, you know, Chaz Guru, but like we usually know like far in advance what the pipeline for Classified is, whether we're seeing, you know, just the renderings, or it's just no renderings, but just like a pipeline announcement. We know a lot of figures that are coming out already this year. So I didn't want to cheat. You know what I mean? Like Shipwreck, Tunnel Rat, two guys that I really wanted. I think I had Shipwreck on last year. Like we know those are coming. So I wanted to do a figure that we didn't know. And I went with Quick Kick.
Okay. Quick Kick.
Yeah. So he's a Joe, you know, just this badass ninja dude. People have made a lot of pretty cool customs utilizing the Marvel Legends, Shang-Chi figure.
Oh,
kind of
cool.
Just, you know, adding some throwing stars and, you know, his signature outfit. But yeah, I'd like to see like an official version of a Quick Kick next year. So that's my number three there.
Okay. Do you want to do another one since I stole the other one, or you want to jump back?
Yeah. I'll do another one. Yeah. So
NECA. How many are we doing? We doing five? We doing 10? What we got here?
I got 10. I got 10.
Okay, let's do it. Okay,
yeah. Cool. So we can speed this up too if we want. I'm going with, I'm just kind of playing the field. NECA has been killing it with the Universal Monster line. This is one that we do not have like any kind of announcement on, and that's The Bride of Frankenstein. So
I thought that was already kind of announced, wasn't it?
The April Neil one that maybe what you know, maybe what you're thinking of, but yeah, to my knowledge, they have not hinted or teased or any pre-orders or anything for The Bride of Frankenstein. We got a lot though, like The Invisible Man's out, but not out yet.
Yeah, maybe I've just assumed that I've already seen her, even though we haven't.
Creature and what was that? They did another one. Oh, it'll come to me. But yeah, so that would pretty much round out like the A squad of the Universal Monsters. And then they're getting in the deep cuts, like, and these accessory sets. I saw the Mummy accessory set. It's awesome. But that's my number four there. Or would that be my number five? Yeah, it's my number five. Or
that's,
number four.
That's your four. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So for my number four, let's just go back and forth doing two a piece. Is that cool?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So for my number four, we talked about this at one point, and I am going to go ahead and say it is happening. I'm going starting lineup, Joe Burrow.
Oh man.
I think the NFL license is gonna happen, and I think Joe Burrow is that guy. So I'm looking forward to adding a Joe Burrow figure officially to the collection when that does happen.
Okay.
Next, I'm going to be a little more conservative again, just because I was really, really out there last year, Dave, and that was unacceptable. I should not be batting 20% on prediction. So I'm gonna play a little bit safer this time. I'm gonna steal one of yours from last year. I'm going Bad Batch Wrecker. Is that okay?
Yeah.
From Hot Toys.
You're doing Bad Batch Wrecker. Oh, you went out there.
Yes, I'm there. Because he was officially not announced yet, but it was a tiebreaker.
Oh, come on. That's bullshit, Kevin.
Okay, fine then. I'm going to do Bad Batch Tech. How about that?
There we go. Love it.
Bad Batch Tech. If you want Wrecker, you can have him back. But I'm doing Bad Batch Tech.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I like it.
And these have to be official announcements, not teases.
Okay, is that what we're going with? Official announcements? Okay.
Yes, because I mean, technically you won on a tease, but for this year it's got to be an official announcement.
Got it. Okay. All right,
for pre-order essentially.
Do you have one more? Or no?
No, I did Tech and Burrow.
Yeah, Burrow, that's right. Burrow Tech. Okay. All right, so my back-to-back, I'm also going to the starting lineup, and that's going with the arguably better quarterback, and that's Tom Brady.
Jesus. Okay, so starting lineup, Rod Brady. All right.
And then my next one, this might be bold. I'm not sure. I'm kind of
real quick, because I feel like they're maybe if they do chases or alternates, what uniform? Is this a legacy Patriot or in a Bucks or whatever he's with next year?
Hey, I mean,
are we just going with the character?
Yeah, we're on this just going with Tom Brady. I mean, let's not beat each other up over technicalities, but just for, you know, the sake of just, you know, bullshitting, I feel like they're going to stick with collecting current players. So
yeah,
I would think it would be him in a Bucks uni then, or in a Raiders jersey next year.
I think he's going to be in a Patriots jersey because he's going to go back to the Patriots.
Yeah.
For a swan song. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that.
All right. Well, one thing we do know is when he is retired, he will sign. He'll be a Patriot for one more day when he signs a contract for a one day to retire, whatever. Okay. So my next one, I'm going after our green ninjas, dude. So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm gonna go with Super 7. Okay, I was debating. All right, should I go with that guy? Should I go Super 7? And I don't know if you remember this guy. Remember Pizza Face?
100%. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going with a TM.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I'm going with Pizza Face. I like my baddies. You know, this guy's just like a total, you know, psychopath. You know, he's like his things even, like I thought he had like a really weird name too. Like, I know he's Pizza Face, but like, I thought he even had like a background, like of like why he was so crazy. Anyways, yeah, this figure is awesome. Super 7 would knock it out of the park. So that's my number 6 there.
I want to make sure the crowd knows kind of what we're looking at. As far as Pizza Face, I want to answer. His real name was Antonio. He was a former pepperoni pizza, essentially. Antonio was a famous pizza chef in charge of Antonio's Pizzarama. When a mutagen fallen from Krang's scout ship, the mutation situation, blah, 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 topping foolishly tasted mutagen, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, yeah, Pizza Face episode season 2 is where he came from. He slumped back into his kitchen, and now that's a pizza mutant. Some dough fell on him and affected dozens of pizza. There he is.
Yeah, the guy's awesome. I mean, they would add a bunch of cool-ass accessories. So there you go. NECA, or sorry, Super 7, TMT, Pizza Face.
All right. Well done. So I don't know if you saw recently, but there has been some license renewals, essentially, that they had said from Hot Toys. They're like, hey, we've acquired these new licenses, blah, blah, blah. Expect for these awesome reveals in 2024. And one of the first ones they showed was for Ant-Man and the Wasp. So I'm going to go out on a limb, be real dangerous here. We're going to go Kang, Hot Toys Kang.
Okay.
Kang the Conqueror.
What's his major? What's his?
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, dude, he's so good, man. I'm really looking forward to seeing what, because it sounds like it's going to be like a different version of Kang than who we saw in Loki.
Because that was the what do they call him? He Who Remains, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested to see where it goes, because after the Phase 4, we've talked about this a little bit. To be desired, for sure. I hope that they really nail this, because I just don't know if they can pull off, you know, a Thanos level threat, you know, at this point. But I'm hopeful. I guess we'll see.
All right, man. Okay, let's see here. Number 7 for me. I'm going after the freshly minted new Indiana Jones by Hasbro series. And I'm going with the big baddie from Temple of Doom, and that's Molly Rom. So we're getting the first wave, right? Which is about the arc, and I think we could. There's a good chance we could get the Temple of Doom wave, and you got to have Molly Rom as the big baddie for that one. So. That's my number 7 there. Number 8, I'm going with a figure that was already made, okay? This is a Build-A-Figure and from the Marvel Legends line, and that is a deluxe standalone Khonshu.
Nice. That's
Build-A-Figure. So maybe it's slightly different, but it's essentially the Build-A-Figure, just like what we've seen in the past with some of the other Build-A-Figures. So that's my number 8 is a standalone deluxe Khonshu. So what do you got for your 7 and 8?
Okay, so it's just a single release. I had to figure out how to spell Malaram. I had to look that up, so I apologize about that. But we got the Khonshu Bath. So for me, okay, let's see. Because I don't want to set myself up for failure. You know, that's the thing. But I am going to go ahead and reveal a HasLab.
Yeah, I got one too. So,
okay, is this part of your 10 or is it separate?
It's part of my 10. Yeah, I just added this. Yeah.
Okay, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going back to the HasLab. We are going... I'm trying to figure out how this is going to work.
You don't even have to lock yourself in as a HasLab. If it's a vehicle, just, you know, that's basically how I'm going to put it. Whether it comes out in a HasLab or a regular release, like, it's still a win if it happens.
So we're just going to, because we've already had something similar to this, because there was like okay, here we go. I got you. Officially. HasLab Ewok Village for the 40th anniversary.
Sick, dude.
How about that?
That's got to happen, man. I mean, you know, when I was talking about like...
TVC, by the way.
Okay, nice. When I was talking about, you know, stuff that I'm more interested in collecting now and, you know, the Kenner Ghostbusters, dude, like this and the Emperor's Shuttle are probably the most iconic, like, packaging and nostalgia, like, that I'm, like, emotionally attached to. Those two pieces. The Ewok set is just so cool. You know, a shout out Robin Hood, you know?
Yeah, so I can see that one. If because they need to rebrand and redo the HasLabs because they're on a real stinker streak.
Yeah.
But I think the sentimental touch of Ewoks as well as the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi, it just makes sense. So let's make the Ewok Village HasLab happen.
Love
it. How about that?
All right, what's next?
All right, so here's another bold prediction, okay? We're going back to the NECA Jaws line, okay? And I'm going to say that the rights will have been acquired. You're getting a Chief Brody.
Okay. I thought about that too, and then I did a little digging on the rights. It's not looking good, but hey, anything could happen in a year, you know?
That's right.
You get Randy at NECA, start waving around that sweet, sweet little money, you know?
I mean, granted, I don't think this is an easy as get as Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah,
you know? No. So, but I'm going to stick by it. We have an entire year to see a Chief.
I hope it happens, man. I mean, it'd be a shame to, you know, have just that glaring hole in the Jaws collection as far as NECA goes. Okay. Chief Brody. All right. All right, my 9 and 10. Okay, I'm going to save the vehicle for last, but little low-hanging fruit, Hot Toys Andor. Not going to be specific. Probably from the Andor series. Not a Rogue One reissue.
Oh, so the actual Cassian Andor figure, not
okay. Yes, correct. I'll lock myself into that at least. It'll be a Cassian Andor figure from with Andor branding.
Okay, that's a safe one. I think pretty good.
And then, okay, so my number 10, this is, I'm not going to call it a HasLab, but a TVC Ghost. I think there's just going to be a lot of hype. I mean, striking when the iron is hot, whatever. I mean, we're getting a lot of Ghost.
And you're talking about the Rebels.
Rebels,
ship, right?
Exactly. Okay,
gotcha. Yep.
So, I think that would just look so good with the Razor Crest that we already have. Just what a cool ass iconic ship. I'm really surprised that we don't have a good representation of that yet from Hasbro. So I think this could be the year they do it right before they lose the license. So what's your 9 and 10?
All right, let's see here. Was that the one that you said that was going to be? Sorry, real quick. Is that was going to be the one that was the HasLab or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it would be a HasLab, but I'm just saying a TVC Ghost, whether it's HasLab or, you know, some other way they sell it, just TVC Ghost.
Okay. Well, you actually inspired me for my number 9. Okay.
Oh, boy.
And I think it makes sense. Okay. So there already is a version 1, but we're going to go 1/6 Trick or Treat Studios Terrifier 2 art.
Okay. Yeah. That's got to happen.
Right. Is that cool?
Yep. And that's Trick or Treat. Yeah. Cause they have that. Love it.
Trick or Treat Studios. Yep. Okay. So there that I can't spell. Apologize to everyone on that one. Okay. So bringing it home. I'm also looking for a little bit of low hanging fruit. Okay. I don't want this to happen, but I think it may. This is the one that will crush me, but I think there will be a re-release of Darkseid Anakin.
Yep.
I don't want it to happen. I don't know if it'll be Revenge of the Sith branding for like the 5-year coming up or something like that. Not five year, but the 20-year. Or whether it's going to be the Obi-Wan, but I think it might happen.
Yeah.
So we're going to go Dark Side Anakin. I hope it doesn't. I hope I'm wrong on this one, because I'm an elitist when it comes to that. I want to have my figures. So Dark Side Anakin officially on the books. There we go.
Oh, that's gonna be wild if that drops. Just grab your popcorn, get on the Hot Toys, social medias, and just watch the comments pour in on that one.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Would you ever go back and get it again?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I think I sold mine.
You sold it when the market was pretty hot, right?
Yeah, it was like I want to say I got five something for it. I don't know what it's really, and I had it displayed. It's not like it was sealed or anything. Yeah, so if I could get it for retail again and it being slightly different, yeah, I'd probably end up doing that. I've regretted it, marginally. I've regretted it, but I couldn't even really tell you what I ended up, buying in place of it. But it just didn't work in my collection at the time. It was just like he was just like all by himself. I didn't have him, with any clones or anything like that. So. But now I got some, so maybe.
Well, the 10 are locked in, Dave. So let's hope that by next year we hit on a few of these. I think some of them are guarantees, which are okay. That's okay.
Let's just go back and forth real quick before we jump into most anticipated. But is there any one on mine that you think is a slam dunk and one that you think is like a no way? And then I can do the same.
I think the slam dunk is 100% NECA Terrifier. I think that's 100%. The get the fuck out of here, I think, is going to be I'm gonna go the Conchu Bath. I don't think it's been long enough.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And I kind of thought about that too, but
I don't even think like his wave's officially been fully released yet. But then again, they have the mold. Yeah.
Okay.
I go back and forth on that one.
All right. So let's see here. The one that you did that I think is just an absolute no-brainer. Absolutely could see Trick or Treat doing a Terrifier to 1/6 scale. I mean, they already have the one version of it from the first movie, and then they have a bloody variant as well. So I could absolutely see that happening. And then one that I think that Chief Brody one is going to be harder to work out, the if that's with the family, I'm assuming, right? Like,
yeah, I don't know what that is, because usually, and not trying to dive into people's family matters and things like that, but for me, I would want to have a family member honored and something like that, just a cool way for people that really enjoyed the film and been a fan of his and such to kind of pay homage to that. But yep, at the same time, it's not my family member, so I can't really speak to that. But yeah, I guess we'll see. But I'm sticking to it.
All right, man. Well, that's a good list, dude. I think we're gonna have a lot more coming off the board this year than we did last year.
And I'm also gonna say, this is just a free one I'm throwing out there, I really do think we'll see that Sith Eternal Palpatine.
I was thinking about rolling that over too. Yeah, it's got to happen. I mean, he's such a cool figure.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be different if it'd be like, all right, here's variant Rey, but I mean, it's Palpatine. I mean, people want Palpatine.
Okay, man. Well, let's wrap it up with some most anticipated things of 2023. So I figured we could jump off with them in the movie department real quick. What's something that you're just, all bonered up for 23 movie wise?
I know I'm going to sound like a shill. Okay. And I hate being that, but I'm really, because there's going to be a brand new trailer coming out for the national title game. They're starting to bring you back in with the Quantumania stuff. I want to see if they're, let me just say this, it's either going to hit or it's not. This is their pitch essentially for Phase 5. If it misses, I think the MCU might be in big, big trouble.
Yeah.
But if it hits well and it's well received, I think we can feel good. So I'm really wanting to see how it goes, because I'm super nervous. It's like that nervous anticipation, like this
is when a Star Wars movie is coming out.
Yeah, it's either going to hurt really bad or you're going to be like, this is great, you know, type of thing. So I think there's no doubt that's the thing I'm starting to get hype for, because I got to see what happens.
How do you think our boy Bill Murray is going to be in that?
Well, based on things I've heard, he may not make the final cut, I hope is not true. Yeah. I really hope that's not true, because, I mean, that's a classic. That's a classic actor. Just the dude's a zillion years old. Just let him in.
All right, man. Well, I was considering putting that one on the list. I have a little, you know, superhero fatigue right now, but I hope that, like, just what you said, I hope that this is like something that just like starts, you know, the desire to like want more of MCU. But like right now, that last phase just really didn't do much for me. So I'm hoping this can kind of do what, like, almost like what Thor Ragnarok did for that phase.
That's a good idea right there.
Just like just fresh, whether that's in the form of the soundtrack and, you know, the color gradients and stuff like that. Just like, I don't know, a different movie. But I mean, a movie I didn't even know about this movie until the trailer came out this day, and you and I texted as soon as it dropped. You know, you're a little bit ahead of me out there in Nashville. And so I got it, like, I think I got a text from you right when I woke up. And this is Adam Driver's new movie, 65.
Yeah, looks wild.
This movie looks just so fucking cool, man. And it just totally came. It feels like it came out of nowhere. It just, you know, has that time traveler, Star Wars, obviously, then meets Jurassic Park. You know, didn't really know much about the directors. They seem to be kind of newer, you know, Scott Beck and Brian Woods. The only thing that they've done that I've seen is Haunt, and that is like a very, you know, small movie compared to, you know, landing a movie with Adam Driver as your lead.
Right. I mean, dude's an Academy Award winner, so
yeah. And I've been dying to see him get back into something that isn't just so drama based, because that's really where he seems to kind of really excel at, you know, these kind of more drama serious roles that I don't really, that's not my cup of tea, you know. But this movie just, this looks so awesome. I'm really hoping that it's going to be as good as I'm hoping it is.
And when's the release date on that? Do you know?
Doesn't say here. I'm just on IMDb. I don't see a release date, but it's definitely this year. It's gonna be. I mean, just after a catastrophic crash on an unknown planet, Pilot Mills quickly discovers he's actually stranded on Earth 65 million years ago. Sign me up. Yeah. Okay. All right. What else are you anticipating, you know, for 2023? What's something you're looking forward to?
It's low-hanging fruit again, but I think we're all really excited to continue the Mandalorian story, because it's gone on a little bit longer than we've wanted it to. I think delays and shooting schedules and things like that kind of pushed it back, but this is Star Wars that everyone, the masses want this. You know, they want to continue to see the continuation of this story. And it's going to be interesting, because we left season two with Luke and the child, and say what you want about the Book of Boba Fett, but then there's those two Mandalorian episodes randomly in it where the child's back again. And I feel like that takes a little bit away from the season two ending. We've talked about this already. I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but I'm ready to get back to the story and the drama and the stuff going with it. And I hate to say this, but I really don't want to see the Force right now, essentially, because I think Andor showed us you don't need the Force to have good Star Wars. And so I really want to see what they do with this, more so than Ahsoka, because, I mean, Ahsoka, we kind of know what we're getting and stuff like that. But this, I hate to say it, this could make or break, you know, the Mandalorian story if they don't do it right. You know, if it turns into something disastrous or messes up, you know, the lore. I mean, there's a lot riding on it. So I think... Yeah. Just because it's got Mando in it and Grogu and all that, that doesn't mean it's going to be a success. So I want to see them continue to go through with it. For all the praise that we give Filoni and Favreau, they need to keep going. It's not like, because that's the mistake we made with Taika. You know, like, oh, he made Ragnarok, he's going to be incredible.
Yep.
Now look at us, you know, yep. Egg all over our face.
Yep.
So I would love to see them continue to hit home runs and solidify the fact that if you do want these guys running Lucasfilm eventually, show you can keep doing it.
Yeah.
And that ties into, you know, Bad Batch and Ahsoka and all the other stuff that's coming. I need to see a good track record if this is supposed to be the future of Star Wars. So there's a lot riding on that one too.
Yeah. Well said, man. Yeah, it just seems like Mando is so significant in kind of the state of Star Wars right now. Like, that is obviously, you know, the bread and butter right now, and you can't mess that up. And it's I can't wait to, I always do a rewatch of every season, you know, to lead up to the current season. So I'll go back and rewatch, you know, 1 and 2, and I'm looking forward to that. You know, we're going to Mandalore. It's just going to be great. Yeah, that's all mine, even though it's like not officially on mine. That's definitely probably my most favorite Star Wars, you know, show, or I don't think we're going to have a movie this year, but compared to Ahsoka. Yeah. I'm excited about that for sure. But yeah, the Mando continuing story is going to be hopefully perfect. I'm pretty pumped for the Agatha Coven of Witches or whatever.
Agatha something of darkness, Coven of Darkness or something.
Coven Darkness. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. That I think that could be really, you know, kind of come out of not necessarily nowhere, because we've seen the character, but just like
Coven of Chaos. I messed it up.
Yeah. But like, you know, She-Hulk seemed really well received, and it was goofy and it was different. And I could see this one being like in that same vein, where it's like, it's not a superhero TV show, really, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I'm good with that.
Yep. My last thing, just Ghostbusters in general. I mean, we're getting our HasLab. Our HasLabs should be coming real soon, in the next month or two, I'd think.
They're already in Europe, by the way. You've seen that, right?
Yeah. I've seen some reviews. They look awesome. Can't wait. I doubt we get that movie, Gil Kenan's movie, at the end of the year. Yeah.
Talking All We Want's a trailer, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we would obviously get a trailer this year, but the other stuff too, the Netflix cartoon movie, or sorry, the Netflix, I think, cartoon series. And then there's a Netflix cartoon or animated movie too that we're getting. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to get all of those in 23, but just seeing all of the kind of news start coming, you know, around.
It's good to see Ghost Corps in business.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly it. Just like that whole monster just getting moving forward, and more stuff, more shirts, more merchandise. I saw some people posting that they're seeing, like, you know, Ghostbusters shirts at Target or Walmart.
See, that's what it's about, man. Yeah. That's why I'm so happy that, you know, Jason's kind of got the keys to the castle or whatever, because I think he showed that he knows what he's doing and he's gonna do it right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, That's pretty much it for 23 for my kind of anticipation. What did you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
Well, the only other thing is that I'm hoping to add is I would love in the next month or two to have another Bengals Super Bowl. Mm. Would love to see that again. But just from a toy perspective, it got delayed again, but I want my damn Wanda. My Wanda is still, I got a delay email on that one. So I would love to get Wanda's ass over here. But yeah, that's my most anticipated figure right now, outside of, you know, the shows and the Bengals and all that stuff. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at, man.
I toy wise, I'm pretty excited. NECA teased a Krampus figure.
I remember you mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to whenever that pre-order goes up. So that's probably my most anticipated for like a figure right now. But, yeah, dude, I'm looking forward to doing some big changes to the toy room, the toy collecting this year. I'm hoping that you get that Ecto-1. And the other thing to go along with the firehouse, and I'll say it on here too, the Emperor's shuttle will be joining the collection this year.
That's a big commitment.
Those are my two biggies, the Kenner firehouse and the Emperor's shuttle, in decent boxes. Cause they, I feel like the height of them are almost, I want to see what they look like side to side, you know?
Well, the Kenner Shuttle is about half the box size of the Firehouse.
Yeah. Is it? It's a little smaller than the Firehouse.
Yeah. It's shorter because the Firehouse is so tall. It's about half.
I figured it was going to be a little, you know, that height of those wings folded out was going to make the box a little bit taller, but either way, I'm sure they'll look
amazing
together.
What if I told you could probably get both of them at ICCC?
Oh,
I know you can get one of them at ICCC, but you might be able to get the Ghostbusters.
Well, I'll have to bring a second suitcase. So,
hey.
All right. Well, yeah, man, this is good, dude. 23 is going to be awesome.
I really think so, man.
And our listeners, you know, tell us if there's anything that you guys are hoping that joins your collection this year. Shoot us a DM. We'd love to, you know, mention it on the show. But yeah, we're interested to see what kind of grails are you determined to, you know, enough is enough. Enough eBay, enough, you know, shitty resellers, whatever. Like, you're going to have this in your collection. What is that? We want to know.
And we will read some of those on air if you'd like. So please let us know.
We'd love to chat about that with you. All right, Kevin, do we got any final thoughts, man? Any well wishes?
Just that I just want to thank you once again, Dave, for being a good pal and
encouraging
this with me. It's hard to believe that 85 episodes ago, we tried this thing out and here we are still shooting the shit. And as we started the show off, and we'll close with this, new year, same old assholes. And I think it's going to be a special, special year for us, man.
Love it. All right, that's it from us at the Typical Nerd Talk. Thank you very much. And we hope everyone has an amazing time. We'll talk to you guys on episode 86.